Carlton General Manager of Football Operations is Andrew McKay. He joins me on the phone. Andrew, congratulations on the early form last night.
Yeah, thanks, Kane. Certainly early days, and you know it's first real hit out against some good opposition. But certainly, hopefully the members and supporters of Carlton saw a little bit of what's to come.
Yeah, I want to speak about the future of the club very shortly, but let's get to your superstar first, because he was a bit battered last year, just 15 games for Patrick Cripps, but he looks sensational, it must be said. Spent some time forward, hit the scoreboard with a couple of goals. You must be rapt with the way that his body has held up over this pre-season and his form last night.
Yeah, his form in the 18v18 over the last couple of weeks has been fantastic, and certainly played a solid game last night. It's probably the first real full pre-season he's had, to be honest. He's had a couple of little niggles in previous pre-seasons. So, as you mentioned, he had an interrupted year last year, playing the 15 games only. But, yeah, I mean, we've got to cross our fingers and hopefully gets through the whole season without a hiccup. But things are looking good for Cripper at the moment.
Cruiser was also a sensation as well in the ruck. He looks terrific, and his body looks as good as it's ever been as well.
Yeah, we've been managing Matthew's body for quite some time now. Obviously, had a couple of issues with his knee and a couple of issues with his foot. But we haven't had any of those problems for a couple of years now, which is great. But we'll continue to monitor his load really, really carefully. And he's on a modified program and will be for the rest of his days. But you know, he had a pretty solid year last year in the home and away season last year, and you know, it just proves that he can play well on that modified program.
Mm. Marchbank also pretty impressive with 25 disposals he had last night. I think we forget that he's still a very young man as well.
Yeah, he is. He's young and obviously came from GWS with a lot of potential. I can't remember how many marks he took, but he seemed to take a lot of intercept marks and dropping back into those holes in our back line. So it was great for Caleb. He got a bit of a taste of leadership with captaining our AFLX team a couple of weeks ago. So that was good development for him. And yeah, we're looking for him to develop in that space further as the year goes on.
0433 98 11 16. Blues fans have jumped on the text line. Please ask Andrew about Jared Gartlett's shoulder injury last night. He hurt it in a tackle. Have you got an update for us?
He just landed heavily in that tackle on that shoulder. It seems to be just bruised at the moment, but he'll have a scan later on today and we'll have a look at it then. But yeah, unfortunately no update just yet. The physios are hopeful that he'll be right for the Hawthorn game in 10 days' time.
Good news. Petrescu Seaton pulled out late as well. An update on him also?
Yeah, he copped a whack earlier on in the week in his quad. It was just stiff and sore. Given it was our first hit out, we thought let's just put him on ice and save him for the game against Hawthorn in 10 days' time. So he'll be fine. He should be fine for that game against Hawks down in Tassie.
And Brendan Bolton spoke during the week about the fact that Jacob Wiedering will be settled as a defender this year. He didn't play last night, but are you confident he'll get up for JLT too as well?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. He'll certainly play. His was just one of those unusual ones where he had that really stiff neck. He cricked his neck, and he'll play definitely against the Hawks. And certainly, as Brendan alluded to, we believe the defence is probably his best position at the moment. We'll try and settle him there and get some really good footy under his belt in that position. We've been unfortunately having to fill a couple of holes for him when a couple of forwards were injured last year going forward. But he'll get a bit more stability playing back more often than not this year.
Yeah, I do like that move. Now, a lot of excitement around Paddy Dowie's 13 disposals, couple of goals, and looks a player. You took him with pick 3 in the draft, and I think last night we saw why. How do you just ease the expectation on the young man after that impressive outing last night?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Certainly the Carlton fans we've been pretty pleased with his game. Showed a bit of pace and a bit of power out of some stoppages too. That one he came out of the middle of the ground and put it on a lace out to Levi was a pretty exciting play. He can win the contested ball. He probably did it once too often last night and broke his tooth in half last night. So he was off to the dentist after the game. But you know what? We saw some glimpses. He's only a very young man and he's got a lot to learn as far as setups and styles of play and all that type of thing. But no, we're really hopeful and positive that he's going to be a good long-term player for us.
Now, Andrew, before we let you go, you got any concerns over the lighting? I know it's been spoken about at length, but will you address it with the AFL and does it need an improvement?
Well, I think the AFL are aware, particularly, you know, we've been watching night games here with the AFLW over the last number of weeks, and there's been plenty of commentary about it. I don't know that the players actually notice it. It's probably more the crowd when you're looking across the other side of the ground. Our lights here at Icon are pure training lights, so to have AFLW games here and JLT games here, we're reliant on the lights that the AFL bring in. I think we're all used to watching games of footy at Etihad and MCG and Adelaide Oval and the like under lights, and obviously certainly a lot brighter than what they have been here. So I'm sure the AFL are addressing it. We've obviously got plans in place for a redevelopment of this facility, and it'd be nice to see the lights come into play there. So we're looking for, you know, government, both state and federally, some grants and certainly some help from the AFL in that space too.
Andrew, 22 days before you get your campaign underway in 2018. Good luck and thanks for joining me this morning.
Pleasure, Kane. Thanks very much.